European Union leaders meet in Brussels on Friday for a summit dominated by the EU's budget. Indeed, talks on the EU's finances are expected to be so tough there'll be no room for anything else. Certainly, there'll be little time for negotiations on the transition periods that prevent new members from free access to the EU's labour markets. But the free movement of labour remains uppermost in the new members' minds, as Rob Cameron reports.
Stop anyone in the streets of Prague and ask them what they don't like about the European Union, and almost immediately they'll tell you it's the transition periods that prevent them from working freely in the old EU. Only Britain, Ireland and Sweden have opened their labour markets to Czechs, Poles and other citizens of the new Europe. Other countries, such as Austria, are making full use of the 7-year transition period that restricts the employment of new EU citizens until 2011. As EU leaders sit down in Brussels, Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek appealed to Austria to open its markets, saying Czech workers were highly unlikely to flood Austria and steal Austrian jobs. Writing in the Daily Der Standard, Mr. Paroubek said a shortening of the 7-year transitional period would be of great symbolic and psychological value. "We'd feel like a respected member of the family," he writes. However, his call will probably fall on deaf ears, says Kerry Skyring from Radio Austria International.
It's all about votes in Austria, a great fear amongst the public, and a fear for which many politicians, I think, carry responsibility, but a fear that cheaper labour from neighbouring countries like the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary will flood the market here, taking Austrian jobs. That has been shown in many public opinion surveys as a fairly high fear in the public consciousness.
With 12 months to go until the next elections in Austria, any movement on the issue can be ruled out. And, rather sadly for EU idealists, new members like the Czech Republic are now murmuring about implementing the same measures for Romania and Bulgaria, who plan to join in 2007. Labour and Social Affairs Minister Zdeněk Škromach said this week that if the new members are not granted free access to EU labour markets, the wealthier among them, like the Czech Republic and Slovenia, would become highly attractive for poorer Romanian and Bulgarian workers. And, said Mr. Škromach, the government would have no choice but to slap labour restrictions on the newcomers to protect the Czech labour market. This would not be aimed at Romanians and Bulgarians themselves, he said, but at the old EU15, who are insisting on maintaining transition periods, which Mr. Škromach described as discriminatory. Union leaders are even worried that the old EU15 will fight for extensions to the transition periods beyond 2011. The free movement of labour was once a fundamental pillar of the EU. It now looks increasingly sidelined as politicians scramble to appease their voters.
Well, all I can say, Rob, is I'm glad we can work here. Thanks very much, Rob Cameron.